His name, or in my personal life over the years, I've just, thank you for loving me. I just appreciate, Lord God, you've forgiven me of all my sin. When I say one phrase like that, guess what I'm saying? I'm saying God came through Jesus, vindicated me, delivered me, made me just as if I've never sinned. I have access to God. I'm right with God. He doesn't judge me for sin. Sin is crushed. I must receive the righteous judgment of God and the blessing of God. I'm okay. I see all that when I say that. It's just in me. I see that he's at the right hand of the Father making intercession for me. So one phrase, Father, I'm so thankful you love me. I realize that all this is hinged on love. I'm not studying my Bible to get a whole bunch of information to apply to get a response from God. I have gotten a response from God. I was lost and he came and found me. Okay? I was seeking my own way and he said, whoa, over here. Okay? And when he got my attention and I was like, and I came face to face with me and the mess of who I was, I humbled myself and confessed that. I remember for me saying, my life is pitiful. I'm a mess. I'm a hypocrite. I'm not what I say I am. I remember crying all that out. And the whole time he was washing me of those things. And when I came out of that situation, I yielded myself and I said, I will live for you. And that's the way it's been ever since. Now I'm living from that place. Pressures, trials, troubles. Well, sure. You're in the world, but you're not of it. Tribulations, things come to press and attack your faith. Does the devil get in your face to say, oh, that ain't so? Well, then what about this? Well, look at this. Well, what about that? And if you don't fill yourself up with this truth, truth can't come to your rescue. You'll just answer right here. Well, you know, yeah, that does. I mean, wonder if he loves me. I wonder why that is happening to me. Because if he really loved me, I wonder why he would let me. And all of a sudden, you're talking yourself out of the most critical thing on the earth, and that's knowing God loves you. And Satan wants to get that away from you. Get you into works. Get you trying to earn something that's already right and given. Look, we're going to look at a couple of scriptures. We've got to go to Colossians. But Christ Jesus became us wisdom from God. Are you hearing that? So I don't want to think through my mind. I want to live through Jesus. I want to understand who he is, what he said, his precepts. I want to catch the heart of God through him. He was so bold that he came and said, when you see me, you have seen the Father. We have become such an intellectual people, an irrational people. We talk ourselves out of the power of God in a moment based on life, experiences, and feelings. But that word says all things are possible to them that believe. But we will take experience and human reasoning and rise it above the word of God and say, yeah, but. We really will. I'm not going to do that. You can stone me for not doing that, but I'm not going to do that. You can say I'm out of balance. That's your privilege. But I'm going to see the power of God in my life. And I'm going to get in impossible situations and see the possible. You can sit back and yell, but. And you can say, well, yeah, but. I ain't always that. And do very little for the kingdom of God. And you can find someday that you have heaven on the inside of you. And you have the power of the Holy Ghost on the inside of you. And you've just talked your way through your life and left him dormant there. He wants to move with power. There's so many testimonies. There's so many things happening. And Pastor Don asked to come up and pray. And this door, this thing is opening where I'm getting to just pour my heart all over the place. And we're praying all over the place for people. There was a little string of, there was 11 days. Out of 11 days, we had like 9 service settings where we're preaching and praying. And now we're going to have about 8 or 9 more straight. You know, it's just good. And there's so many testimonies. I told someone Thursday that I get calls and people tell me, you know, we prayed for this lady for 5 years. She's got diarrhea every day. That's terrible. We prayed for her. She hasn't had diarrhea since. She sit under the word and she's eaten things that would have made it even worse if you follow my drift. She couldn't eat stuff and still had diarrhea. But if she ate certain stuff, she had diarrhea. See, what I love about the gospel is man does everything he can and bless God for that and all his ingenuity and all his help and all his sympathy and all his labors to